very disappointing loss for our team. Guys, you know, fought hard for four quarters and just couldn't find a way to finish the ball game, either after an interception by A.J. being able to get a first down and put us in better field position, or in a two-minute situation on defense, you know, finding a way to get a stop. So a tough loss for our team.
Can you just talk about the fourth and five there at the 35? What went through your mind, and any second thoughts on what you ended up doing?
Thought about maybe going for it there, but also knowing the field position, you know, you'd give the opponent, you know, considered whether or not we kick a field goal. And once again, you know, if you're not totally confident you can get it, the field position you're going to give the opponent. So decided to make them have to, you know, drive a little bit farther and to try to kick a field goal to tie it, hopefully not a touchdown to win it.
You not going for the long field goal and Blair Walsh missing the extra point. Is his hamstring fine, or were there any concerns on not going for the long field goal because of that? Or
the extra point, it's, I mean, it's the first time he's ever missed an extra point. Surprised him, surprised all of us. But just knowing where he is physically, I mean, that did play into my mindset. You know, he says he's there now, but for where we were in the game, you know, decided not to do it.
Plus, in a two-minute situation like that, you've obviously been there a lot, but you have so many different pieces in the secondary. Did that change anything in terms of guys knowing where they were supposed to be?
No, Ben, it wasn't, you know, mental breakdowns in that situation. We just didn't make a play, you know, and find a way to get in position to make a play when we needed to, and they did. They made plays.
After the interception, the decision to pass the ball right away, is it just something that the Cowboys were showing you, or it seems like that would have been a good time to use your running game and take out the clock?
Yeah, they've been, you know, a lot of eight-man fronts on first down, and, you know, it looked like Greg had a step on the guy, and we weren't able to connect, but that was the thinking, a chance to really go up. All hurt, so they all hurt. They all hurt.
Les, were you any more involved with the play calling on defense today? It looked on TV like you might have been a little more active in those situations today.
I just, throughout the week, felt I needed to make sure that the coaches felt my presence and the players as well, and from a defensive standpoint, and just tried to do whatever I could to help us to play better than we have been playing. And, you know, still fell short today.
Does that, I'm sure you've already touched on this, but what was the reasoning behind, I guess, going forward on fourth down with Adrian when he was able to punch it in?
I can't remember. I think we were down maybe four. I can't even remember. But three, down three, chance to tie it. I felt like we needed to, you know, get a touchdown, not a field goal. And felt that same way on the fourth and five, but, you know, kind of went against my instincts a little bit. But that was the mindset. We needed a touchdown. You know, I didn't think a field goal there was enough.
When you talk about them feeling more presence, does that just mean being more active on the headset and giving more input, or does that mean taking over play calling and substitution?
No, not taking over, but, you know, making suggestions. Think about this here, or think about this there. But not taking over.
Getting Adrian Peterson going again, obviously that was a bright spot. Just talk about, you know, how he looked, and you're wanting to get him more carries, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it helps, you know, when we're converting third downs and he can stay on the field, we're getting off the field on defense and keeping the scores down, all those things combined, so we can give him more carries. And, you know, he had a big day for us, unfortunately, you know, in a losing effort, but he did what he does when he can get his carries.
What did you think of Christian today?
Did some good things. He did some good things. I mean, there were some plays that you, need to do a little better on, for sure. Just got to make some good decisions in key situations, good decisions. He did some good things, but he'll tell you he can do better.
Did he do enough, and coupled with the short week, that he'll be the starter Thursday?
Yeah, I don't, you know, as we speak, I don't see why we would make a change. But sometimes after the ball game, you can make emotional decisions. But I don't see nothing that would tell me that he shouldn't start against the Redskins.
So passing from your end, the end zone where Christian got sacked in the touchdown there. Again, is that just what you see on first down, or was that a risky call considering, you know, Phil was out of the game at that point? And...
You know, obviously, Mark, when you look back, say risky because of the results. But we felt like we had something there because of what they were doing. And you know, we wanted to get from the shadow of our end zone. We thought this play would work. And it didn't. And it, you know, cost us sack fumble. So we wanted to get a big play, and it just didn't work out.
Plus, it looked like Adrian wore them down a little bit. Do you want to kind of get back to those days where you gave him the ball 20, 25 times and you had that effect on a defense over time?
No doubt, Jim. It helps when our defense plays as well as it did throughout the game, and our offense being able to, you know, convert some third downs to keep our offense on the field. So all those things play into being able to give him the ball more, so that in the fourth quarter, the defense, you know, is fatigued because of the number of carries. So it's a formula that we had success with. We just haven't been able to play as well across the board to continue it.
How's Phil and Xavier, and any other injury updates?
Phil had a concussion. That much I know. I have to learn more about Cal and Xavier. But Phil, for sure, I was told had a concussion.
You guys are 1-7, which is the worst start in franchise history since the team's first season in 61. I mean, just your thoughts. I mean, nobody thought, obviously, you'd be 1-7. Your thoughts on that at the midpoint?
1-7, you know, it's tough. That's where we are. We're 1-7.
Secondary, the injuries, does it feel like 2011 where you're down, you're so shorthanded?
It's 2013, and, you know, we got some injuries. Got to try to overcome it. Here we are in a short week, and we got some guys banged up. We got to find a way to try to overcome it against a team we're playing on Thursday night. You know, we just got to find a way.
Mistral has seemed to regress as far as taking the bad angles. It seemed to hurt you quite a bit tonight.
Yeah, you got to make those open field tackles. Those are plays that you just got to make. You can't have 5-yard catches becoming big plays. So something he's got to get better at. We're thin back there, so it's not a lot of alternatives.
Leslie, this game had a lot different feel than the recent ones because you've been in it. How much did you just kind of scratch your head just based on how it unfolded at the end and go, what do we need to do to get a win around here?
It's definitely frustrating when you play and prepare as hard as they are preparing. I mean, these guys, they work so hard to come in and get a win, and then to come up short. Just very, very frustrating. But they are some high-character guys. They keep fighting. They keep preparing. And I think they'll do the same thing this week. But I'm sure they're scratching their heads after this ball game with the way they're preparing to get a win, and we don't get it done.
With a concussion with Phil pretty much a lock, he can't play on a short week.
It'd be very, very difficult for him to pass NFL protocol on a short week. I don't know very many guys that do. I don't know the stats on that.
Did you hear on the sideline if there was anything that went wrong with the snap of the hold on Blair's extra point, or was it just a bad kick as far as you know?
Of course, I know Jim, with the snap was fine, the hold was fine. I haven't talked to those guys, but just seeing Cullen coming off the field, it didn't seem like anything wrong with it. What was wrong with the snap? So, all right, thanks.
Thank you.